Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
You know, it's funny, last week we were talking about price-quality ratio, and...
and you've been drinking on the High Life.
Well, not
Miller High Life.
It was a good friend's 50th birthday, and we were invited over. We didn't know it was her 50th birthday, and we were just invited over to taste some wine, and it ended up being a Chateau Latour 2002 from Bordeaux, from Pauillac. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it was a very spectacular wine, and it was a lovely meal. And what's so amazing about this, and this is a bottle of wine that can range anywhere from, I don't know, $250 to $500, depending on, you know, I guess where you are in the world.
And probably not available for sale very much.
Interesting.
If at all.
Wow.
If at 2002.
Well, I have to say, it was a really interesting experience because it's not like what you think it's going to be. You know, we associate more with bigger, right? Mm-hmm. You think it's going to be a burst of flavor, et cetera, et cetera. And I would say it was more like a burst of subtlety.
Bordeaux is much more subtle. Even when people who are not familiar with the makeup realize that it's Cabernet and Merlot, those expectations are high. They're thinking about New World Cabernet and Merlot, and the Bordeaux blends, the Meritage blends that we see in California are often much more fruit saturated than what you're getting out of Bordeaux, even unless you're getting something from the Garagiste, mm-hmm. which tend True. To have a little more of that fruity complexity.
Well, Pauillac is on the left side of the Gironde, and
so it's more Cab.
It's more Cabernet Sauvignon, and it is definitely more Cabernet Sauvignon. But just imagine a Cabernet Sauvignon that has mellowed to sort of Einstein-like brilliance, like smooth as silk, mm-hmm. a lot of nuance, a lot of layers, and a finish that went on forever.
Did you get a lot of spiciness in the nose?
I did not get a lot of spiciness mm-hmm. in the nose. But
just curious.
Yeah, I don't recall that. But what I recall is just an unbelievably smooth wine with a long finish, lots of some bramble in it, and maybe some a little bit of forest floor, but not very much.
So it really sounds like the texture is what was so remarkable
yes,
about this wine.
At least to my palate, which is not, you know, worthy of the wine. But I have to say, it was a really nice experience. But I tell you, if you spend this kind of money and you think you're going to have this amazing, mind-blowing experience, that's not what it's about.
Your friend probably bought that wine on futures, probably bought it maybe 10 years ago on futures.
Interesting.
And maybe didn't pay as much as you might for another year of Latour. 2000 was a spectacular year for mm-hmm. Bordeaux. 2001 and 2002 were very good, but they didn't have the same glow about them. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the same buzz about them. So there were, Latour is never a bargain. But he may have lucked out with that.
It was a real pleasure. So something to maybe drink on very special occasions. But once again, I warn you, it's not what you think it's going to be.
But you made me want to dig through what remains of my 2000 Bordeaux and open up a bottle and revisit.
Nice. Well, we'll have to talk about the 2005 Chateau Sénéjac in subsequent weeks.
Because
it was a completely different experience. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.